Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are once again pushing for an assault weapons ban after the rampage killing at Michigan State University left 3 dead and 5 wounded. Now, the shooter, identified as 43-year-old or 42-year-old, whichever one it is, Anthony McRae, who ended up killing himself, did not use a rifle of any sort to carry out this attack. But because the electorate of the United States is considered to be stupid and not paying much attention, this is why we push for the assault weapons ban now, because this is one of those times. His motive for shooting up Michigan State University is still unclear, but a theoretical ban on assault weapons, which arguably the weapon he used to assault Michigan State University will be described as the assault weapon because that's what it is. But it varies from case to case. But that sort of a ban would not have prevented the tragedy. And still, Democrats have said the recent shooting is a reason for more gun control laws. And Biden said there's no rationale for assault weapons, that magazines that hold 50 or 70 bullets. I love it when a non-gun person is talking stuff. He also referenced the 5th anniversary of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. But then Kamala Harris decided to get on Twitter. But as we were reminded last night, we must do more. Congress must pass common sense gun legislation, including a ban on assault weapons and universal background checks. And President Biden will sign it. What would have prevented the MSU shooting, was if the prosecutors hadn't dropped the felony charge that he was facing before being caught illegally carrying a handgun in 2019. He would have been in jail for 5 years. He might have been up for parole by now. I don't know. Instead, he pled down to a misdemeanor and completed his probation as directed by 2021. Police had also been called to his house because neighbors said he would shoot a gun out back. CNN reported that the shooter bought 2 guns in 2021, a Taurus, and the other was a High Point 9mm, though it is unknown at this time whether he used one of them or used a different handgun. I would imagine the reason he bought those is because they're inexpensive. Now, like Mr. McRae, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooter was well known to school officials and local law enforcement before he carried out his attack. And school officials did not take steps to increase school security, and the school resource officer did not move to intercept the gunman. Instead, he set up a perimeter outside. Oh, goodness gracious. Now, on that front, we always have that. And then we have something else in the background out there. A guy named, I think his name is, I know his last name is Larkin. I don't think it's Barry Larkin. I think that was a baseball player. I can't remember who this is. He got out there and he said, daily gun deaths have turned the United States into a killing field, a country far more dangerous than many of the planet's more civilized places. Not true. Elected officials who live in mortal fear of the gun lobby and its followers have made a conscious decision to tolerate the slaughter of children and the mass shootings that have become an almost everyday presence in our daily lives. Now we're conflating and making things up as we go. The children he's referring to are gangbangers. They'll get out there and they will confuse the fact that little Tommy and Sally that went to school today for their second grade classroom and a rampage killer rolled in on them unimpeded and murdered them. They take those horrific deaths and they include them in other deaths including that are no less horrific, but these occur under with gangbangers, with kids that are in their teens, right? And these are the children that are being killed. He's saying that Tommy and Sally get murdered every day, too, because it's an everyday presence. Members of the political class may react in fury to that accusation, but the facts are not their friends. The Second Amendment permits a right to bear arms, but includes no prohibition against the common sense gun laws, which that right shall not be infringed part sort of does. The failure of thousands of elected officials, mostly members of Congress, state legislators, and governors, to prohibit access to assault-style firearms used as weapons of mass destruction against American citizens is an indefensible betrayal of their oath of office. Now, once again, we're using word salad. A weapon of mass destruction was the fertilizer bomb that was set off in Oklahoma. That was a weapon of mass destruction. A weapon of mass destruction is not something you carry around, unless you're a suicide bomber. But weapons of mass destruction are indiscriminate. And it just all that matters is who, what's in the path of the carnage I'm about to trigger. That's a weapon of mass destruction. A firearm is not a weapon of mass destruction. It is not a WMD. And this word salad that we're being treated to by some of these guys just infuriates me to no end. He goes on, instead of making classrooms safer, these gun lobby patriots want to arm teachers. Now, how would you make a classroom safer if not to arm teachers? Because there's no lock that cannot be shot through. There is nothing that is impenetrable with time. But given what we saw in Uvalde, where the shooter was allowed all kinds of time while they loitered around in the hallway. What are we to think? Once again, we're getting back to this thing where, you know, the systems fail. What are we left to do? He points out, instead of embracing the constitutional principle of reasonable time, place, and manner, restrictions. They react to mass murders with it. It would have happened anyway, defense, an excuse whispered in their ears by lobbyists paid with gun manufacturer blood money. So now guns are blood diamonds coming out of South Africa. Put together by slave traders. Try selling it would have happened anyway, excuse to parents of those kids massacred at Columbine High School, Sandy Hook Elementary, Parkland High School, or Robb Elementary. And I'm glad he points that out, because here's the thing. This is the thing about politicians. And when I said yesterday that politicians have failed you, and they have, because after Columbine High School, there should not have been a Sandy Hook or a Parkland or a Robb. After Columbine, there should have been a well-organized, well-put-together setup in place at every school in the United States today, every public school that is government-funded, to repel an attack. And instead, what this guy's doing, and we'll continue this on the other side. I'm a little wound up over this one. I tell you, let's just hold it right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Just reading this nonsense, talking about this nonsense this guy got out there. This is a quote that you can find at Amaland. Not Amaland, the truth about guns.com, I'm sorry. From a guy who's getting out there talking about how the gun lobby has caused these school shootings to be a thing. Gun violence is, we're like the Congo or, you know, certain parts of Brazil right now, which is not true. The furthest thing from the truth. But he makes a good point, because when you get out there, this is the thing. We have created a subgenre of this population at the moment that just came off of 2 years of lockup due to COVID. They were already outliers, because being a kid today, being a teenager in school, has got to be tough. It's got to be tough. It's not like it was when I went to school. Dating is not like it was when I was dating. I mean, being young today is a hard, hard proposition. But this dude, Larkin, he points out that, you know, we've had bad rampage killings at Columbine, Sandy Hook Elementary School, Parkland High School, Robb Elementary. And the politicians will not allow it. They get out there and they think it is an aberration to let teachers be armed. Who's going to guard these children better than their teacher? Now, there is this saying, you know, of course, they are, while they're talking about schools being indoctrination centers, there's a lot of places that have armed teachers, and they're all volunteers. And they talk, this guy's talking about bodies piling up. We lower the flags, thoughts and prayers. And then they get back to the business of doing nothing to prevent it from happening again. I have bad news for you. We have created a killer class in the United States today. And it's a bad thing. It's a really bad thing. And the only thing to stop said killer class is going to be armed defense. Simple fact. Armed defense is all that is available for that. Because there's a lot of reasons for it. Social media. In social media, you can get out there and you can say what you want to say and do what you want to do. And you're safe behind the anonymity of being behind a keyboard. And you can be as tough or as mean or deadly as you want to be. And after a while, you begin to believe it. And you know, we're seeing this all over the place. You've got YouTubers out there that have decided they're going to be boxers. And they're young and they're, you know, they're in shape and everything and they do something. But, I mean, it's a very heavily one-sided fight, because they're always picking some guy that, you know, yes, he was a great boxer in his day. But does anybody think that Floyd Mayweather going on 50 is the same guy that he was when he was in his prime? We've got people where they think it's okay to run up to people and do things to them, to prank them, if you will, to take their property, to act like they're assaulting them. All this other stuff, they do this in the name of pranks and clicks and social media and YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, all that stuff. And it is natural that it is going to continue to evolve. There are no limits. There are no barriers. There are no boundaries. And with some of these people, with the outliers that were, you know, they used to be the ones, and I don't even know that we had them when I was in school, because everybody was involved in something. I mean, even the quiet kids, they would be really good at football or kickball or baseball or something, and then they would gain acceptance. It isn't like it is now. So, this idea that this guy's throwing out there, trying to, I guess he wants it repealed. Just come out and say that. Say that you want the Second Amendment repealed so that we can deal with that, would you? I get tired of the dancing around with it. Because we know what you want. We know exactly what you want. You want to disarm us. You want to disarm us not because we'll be safer. You couldn't care less that we'll be safer. You're out there right now and you're talking about half the country that owns guns. 25 million plus people that own AR type weapons, semi-automatic type weapons. And we're the problem. We're the problem. Not the misfits that commit the crime. And therein lies the rub. With the way they try to change language, shift the language, all the other things that go with it, all the things they're trying to do is create an emotional response. Assault weapon is meant to scare you to death. That term is meant to scare you to death. Gun violence. Gunman. See, I'm a gunman. Because I carry a gun. Every day, everywhere, I carry a gun. I'm a gunman. I'm also a defender. But that never ended. You know, we got to change that to gunman. So the use of language and out there saying that we are, we're... His primary thing is that the politicians who support the Second Amendment, and a politician who supports the Second Amendment also supports the 1st through the 24th, right? They support the Bill of Rights and the amendments that go with it. Very few only support a few of them, right? A Second Amendment supporter is a fairly conservative fella. And this guy is saying that people who support Second Amendment rights are beneath contempt in the political class. And what he's saying is, and he's making a big bucket at it because he's not naming anybody. Just the fact that the laws that he thinks should be in place makes them Second Amendment supporters. Because if in a righteous world, in a real world where common sense prevailed, they would already be doing what he's advocating they do. Except in a lot of places, they've already done it. And we see how well that's working out. And there's your problem. We know how those things work. We know that you don't know what you're talking about. You're in the same bucket as the guy who got out there the other day and said, what was this guy's name? I think it's Tucker. Former colonel, retired colonel from some branch of the military, talking about how a 5.56 round will cut you in half or decapitate you with one round. You're that good. You're that good at least. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The special counsel overseeing a criminal investigation of former President Trump is issuing subpoenas to Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner. The New York Times reports special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed the two as part of his investigation into Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Millions of Americans are being affected by a wicked winter storm that is spreading across the country. Meteorologist Bill Cairns.
Now we're at the peak of this massive winter storm. It's massive in size and intensity.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm, blizzard, and high wind advisories for parts of the western and north central U.S. The Pentagon is warning China about supplying lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said, so far there's no evidence that China is providing lethal aid to Russia, but they've also not taken that off the table. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Well, listen to that. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. .com. Excuse me. Now, the MSU shooting, you know, there's a lot that is unknown about this campus attack. The police have not released a motive, and the 43-year-old man responsible did not have any known connections to the university. And these are rare occurrences, but campus attacks are not unheard of in the U.S. In November 2022, three members of the University of Virginia football team were shot and killed on campus, and four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their off-campus residence. So, enter criminologist David Reedman, James Densley. They both maintain databases of rampage killings in the U.S., and they were asked how the latest attack fits with the pattern of such attacks in the past. Now, understand that no agency is tracking in real time these kind of attacks in real time. And defining them can be difficult because many higher education institutions are intertwined with the surrounding community. And the MSU, they have 50,000 students enrolled and more than 11,000 residing on its main campus, which is made up of more than 8 square miles, or 21 square kilometers, and is contiguous urban, suburban, industrial, and rural areas that, you know, they take up space on. So technically, a shooting in the parking lot during a college football game attended by 100,000 people, or at a residence that leases to college students, could be classed as a college or university shooting. But we do have data. There have been 9 rampage killings, 9 mass shootings in or around college or university settings since 1966. This is according to the Violence Project database, which defines a mass shooting as one in which 4 or more people are murdered in public in a single incident. This would not include the MSU shooting at this stage or many other incidents in which fewer people than 4 were killed. It also doesn't include the 1970 Kent State massacre in which 4 students were shot dead by the Ohio National Guard. The most deadly of these attacks was in 2007 by a student at Virginia Tech in which 32 people were killed. Since then, there have been 5 more mass shootings, the last being 2015, when a 26-year-old student at Umpqua Community College near Roseburg, Oregon, fatally shot a professor and 8 students in a classroom. But in all of these rampage killings in the database, the gunman was a man with an average age of 28. The youngest was 22, the oldest was 43. 6 of the 9 perpetrators were non-white. So what do we know about these spree shooters in general? Typically, the shooters have a prior connection to the campuses they target, like a shooter who killed 3 people and wounded 3 others in the University of Alabama in Huntsville in 2010 was a biology faculty member with a history of violence who had recently been denied tenure. But the fact that he took his life after the attack is not unusual. Because the Michigan State shooter took his own life. So we're not going to know his motive. There may be some things that we can find, but we're never going to know his motive. 5 of the 9 college mass shooters in the data died by suicide. Data and research shows that these kind of lashing out occurrences are a form of suicide driven by despair. They also tend to be boys and men in a noticeable crisis who communicate intent to do harm in advance. And if family, friends, and coworkers know the warning signs of violence and how to report them, there's an opportunity to stop it from occurring, although it rarely does. It has in a few cases, but not in most of them. In Aurora, James Holmes, he was known, he was being sought, and then he left the campus and they just said, okay, not our problem. In December 2021, for example, students at Embry-Riddle University warned campus officials of violent threats that a fellow student was making on Snapchat. And that helped avert a potential rampage killer. Now, between the first alert at 8:31 p.m. telling MSU students to run, hide, and fight where necessary, and the police news conference about his death at 12:20 a.m., a lot of misinformation circulated online amid confusion on campus, and that just happens. That just happens. There were 2 shootings within moments at Berkey Hall, an academic building on the northern part of the campus, and the MSU Union building west of Berkey Hall. But police also received calls about shots fired at 7 other campus locations. So they were trying to respond to that, and what they were probably hearing were echoes bouncing off buildings. They also responded to reports of men on campus with rifles that turned out to be plainclothes police officers, and the name and photo of an alleged suspect circulated online that turned out to be false. These kinds of events are chaotic scenes. And what was going on, the confusion at Michigan State, was similar to what was going on at Las Vegas in 2017 during the Mandalay Bay attack. This guy killed 60 people. And in that attack, officers received dozens of incorrect reports about who and where the shooter was. And the loss of what is known as a common operating picture, a single consistent display of relevant information, was cited as one of the critical issues for first responders to address in the 9/11 Commission report. It continues to be an issue today, exacerbated in part by social media, because then that starts to get out and circulate and circulate and circulate. People see it. People begin to respond to it. The immediate focus should be on providing service for survivors and the families of those who died. Because there's a lot of people that survived this. There's a lot of trauma involved in this when you survive it. Mass shootings have far-reaching and devastating effects that extend to communities and society as a whole. And the way, like the way we did, the way the media handled Sandy Hook, that was looked upon as a national tragedy. And all of these are a failure. Every one of those are a failure. We should be finding the ones that survive, and we should be doing what we can to shore them up and make sure that they get everything they need. But we also are going to have to do a few things. We're going to have to admit a few things. This is not a safe world. This is not a world where we can sit back and say, well, this is an institution of higher learning, so there should be nothing like this. I hate the fact that we have to consider having this on campus. Yeah, you have to consider having this on campus. In fact, you have to do it. Because when something like this breaks open and when it kicks off, time is paramount. And when you have to have reaction time, the shorter the reaction time, the more lives you're going to save. Or the more lives you're going to save, excuse me. It's a very simple equation. When violence comes, you've got to meet it with violence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus.
cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The world is changing. I have given what we've seen with everything in the air, the train derailing, there's a lot of reasons you might have to leave where your home and get out of there. I saw video of an F4 tornado, and these people lived in tornado, in a tornado-prone area. And they thought they had seen enough of it, and they thought they understood enough about tornadoes to make a call on where it was headed. And instead, when it was supposed to turn, it didn't. And because they were sheltering in place with an F4 tornado coming in on them, sheltering in place just meant, I'm waiting on you to hit me. And it did hit them, and the husband was filming it, and his wife was downstairs. He was upstairs in a window, and unfortunately, when the tornado, they took a direct hit, and he survived it, but his wife did not. Or let's say that you're in one of these areas where we've been having riots, during the Summer of Love and everything. You've got houses and blocks being burned down and all this other nonsense. And you have to make a choice whether you're going to face a mob by yourself, which is very difficult to do, no matter how you're equipped. Very difficult to do. You might disperse them a lot, but, and the cops have already pulled back. Now you're on your own. So what should you do? Do you evacuate? So Lee Williams, he wrote an article about go bags or get home bags or SHTF bags or bug out bags or whatever you want to call it. And these things can save your life. But how they're composed does matter. But there's a couple of rules of thumb that you can sort of take into account. A good bug out bag should keep you alive for a minimum of 72 hours, 84 hours if you push it. It should have redundant systems for water purification, food, shelter, fire starting, first aid, communication, and self-defense. You can buy them pre-stocked. You can buy them already put together. Some are good. Some leave a lot to be desired because the manufacturers skimp on the contents to maximize their profits. And at best, that's a one-size-fits-all kit. Never as good as something you can put together yourself. Because there's no, if you have never tasted an MRE, if you've never tasted an MRE and you buy a kit that has MREs in it, and then you have to go out there and prepare those, you're going to be in for a shock. Survival's not going to be very much fun. So you can actually tailor these things to work with you. Protein sources abound out there. Some guys just get these, for food, they just get these calorie bricks and stick them in there and plan on gnawing on them as the day goes on. I mean, these are just, you can beat somebody to death with a calorie brick. The other thing about the one-size-fits-all kit is it doesn't take into account your climate wherever you're at, the terrain wherever you're at, the weather, and what you need is going to be vastly different during a muggy summer day versus in the middle of a blizzard. So, you know, first of all, and Lee touched on this, you need to go out there, and if you're going to try to figure out a way to purify water, I think the easiest, smallest way to purify water, water is paramount. If you're not going to purify it, you need to have a gallon of water with you per day, per person. Go ahead and do the math and figure out how you're going to carry that. I'm thinking one of those purification straws is a good way to go, one of those purification filters. You know, you need to learn how to stop a bleed. You need to learn how to start a fire with a ferro rod. All of this is not easy. You're going to have adrenaline dumping in you. You're going to be cold. You can try a couple things. You could go camping off-grid. The hardest thing for human beings is to deal with now is to not have electricity. Now, there's a lot of things that go into one of these kits. Whatever bag you have is, probably going to be good enough. It needs to be made out of some sort of, I like a combat looking bag for this because they're big and they're just big buckets and you can put whatever you need into it. So, here's some ideas that you need. First of all, you need to think about hydration. You're going to need something to carry water in. You're going to need a smaller something to carry water in. You're going to need a purification straw, pills. You might want some bleach, some sports drink mix that has maybe some electrolytes in it. You might want to get some coffee filters that you can pour your water through, and that'll filter out the junk that you're dipping out of the pond before you start purifying the water. You might, then you're going to want food. And you're going to need things to eat the food with, like sporks. You're going to want salt and pepper and Tabasco. Shelter. Most people don't know what a poncho is in the military sense. And if you have a poncho, then you definitely need a poncho liner. All the pieces of gear that was ever put together by the military, the poncho liner is the best piece ever issued. You can use a black trash bag as a field expedient shelter. Because in a cold environment, being wet is dangerous. You're going to want things like, you're going to want fire starting stuff, disposable lighters, waterproof matches, a fire piston, which is a very ingenious little tool, ferro rod and striker. You're going to want something to start it too, right? You're going to want something to start it, like lint from your dryer. Clothing. You're going to need some uninsulated gloves so you have dexterity, and then you're going to need some gloves to keep you warm too. And you're going to want to combine those if you can. You're going to need socks. Socks are really important. You can't be running around. I run around most days in a pair of Crocs for the most part, just because they're easy and I stay in here. But, hey, I also have boots nearby because that would really come in handy. A shemagh is a very versatile thing. It can be used as a sling or a belt or a hat, a field expedient dressing. It's in the same sort of vein as, say, the poncho liner. And of all the hats, you're going to want some sort of a hat to cover your head. But the best hat out there, which is also the ugliest, is the boonie hat. Which it looks like a bucket hat except bigger. It's got a bigger bill. You're going to need edge tools. You're going to need tools. You're going to need can openers. You're going to need lights. You're going to want a wire saw. You're going to need first aid stuff. And you're going to need extra stuff to go with the first aid stuff to replace the stuff. Like if you get, so if somebody near you gets cut and you have to dress the wound, then you have to change the dressing on the wound. You're going to want some sort of communications. You're going to want a power pack that is good, that will charge phones at least three times each. You're going to need the cables to go with that. And then the heaviest stuff is going to be your tools for self-defense, without a doubt, because you're going to need magazines for your primary weapon, which for me that means AR magazines, handgun magazines. I'm going to have a spare handgun somewhere sequestered around. I'm going to have spare batteries for the optics. I'm going to have to have some sort of cleaning kit with me. And I'm going to need spray for the dogs. So, I mean, this is the time now to start putting this together before you need it. And I would go look at Lee's article at gunwriter.substack.com and check out his article, because he goes into much more depth than I just went, because it's just, there's just so much stuff to it. I just can't imagine how much all that's going to weigh. I may have to do that on my own. We'll have to see how that works. So anyhow, be back in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.